President of the United States and the President of Iran speak today at the United Nations General Assembly amidst a mood of conciliation and anticipation that some U.S.-Iran dialogue might emerge. But some in the U.S. don't want a party over improved relations with Iran to drown out calls for justice for people being held prisoner in Iranian jails. American Amir Hekmati, a Michigan resident, was arrested in 2011 by Iranian authorities while on a trip to visit his grandmother. He's been charged with espionage and at one time sentenced to death. The sentence has been overturned. He's now awaiting a trial. With me in studio now is Congressman Dan Kildee, a Democrat from Michigan's 5th District. Welcome. You're something of a champion of Mr. Hekmati.
Yes, he's a constituent of mine. His family lives very nearby. And since I've been in Congress, we've been working to try to free Amir.
Tell me a little bit about him.
Well, he's a 30-year-old former Marine, was born in Arizona, grew up in my hometown of Flint, Michigan, and recently, 2 years ago, went to visit his ailing grandmother in Tehran. He is of Iranian descent, and he went to visit. And while he was there, he was just there for a short time, he was arrested and subsequently tried and convicted. But he's sort of a typical American story. Worked hard, joined the Marine Corps, served well, and was off meeting his grandmother for the first time. And this is what happened.
Not to excuse the behavior of Iran in any sense, but many Iranians who left in '79 talk with a lot of fear about going back. The idea that if they did go back for whatever reason, that they would encounter the authorities in one case or another. Do you think Mr. Hekmati was taking a risk?
Well, obviously, he took more risk than he expected. You know, he was a 20-something former Marine, probably felt like he was, unstoppable and wanted to see his grandmother. But with his background, the fact that he is a Marine, that he speaks Farsi, from the Iranian standpoint, it was really a case of circumstantial evidence. Unfortunately, that's really all they had.
UN Ambassador Samantha Power tweeted about Amir Hekmati this week. What sense do you have that the Obama administration is working hard to get him released?
Well, we've been in contact with the State Department, and we're confident if the opportunity arises that they will raise Mr. Hekmati's case with the Iranians. Obviously, we have no direct relationship. So, having Secretary Kerry make a public statement some time ago and now Ambassador Power tweet that Amir should be released. It was in the wake of the 11 that were released. You know, we see that as a good sign.
Maybe a direct relationship would help this, as opposed to he's got to be released before there's a direct relationship.
Right. I hope so. I think, the fact that Secretary Kerry is meeting with the Iranian foreign minister here in New York in the coming days is a positive sign. We do have to, proceed with some trepidation. There have been situations in the past where what the Iranian government has said has not come to pass. But with President Rouhani's overtures to the international community, we feel as though if there is a tangible step that could be offered, that might prove the seriousness of the Iranian government in actually trying to reach out to the international community.
What's your chance of an actual Rouhani sighting while you're here in New York?
Well, not very likely. We were at the UN yesterday. I have to go back to Washington. We've got this other battle brewing there that starts tomorrow. So
yeah,
I'll be heading back. But, we have had, some interaction with folks that are close to the Iranian government, and we think that the message is getting through. The social media campaign that we've had out there with 70 members of Congress with the hashtag Free Amir signs being held has really gotten a lot of attention. We know the Iranians pay attention to social media. And so in some way, that's as important as the direct face-to-face communication, because the Iranian government, President Rouhani, will see that the American people are paying attention to Amir Hekmati's case.
Congressman Dan Kildee, Democrat from the 5th District of Michigan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.